Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read the Bibbins. This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of a law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there a response to the Bivens decision? This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there a response to the Bivens decision?
For a second, then.
This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there a response to the Bivens decision? Anyone who, go ahead.
No, for the third time.
Yeah. Anyone who is here under false pretenses or anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territorial United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premise or conference call. If they subsequently show up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose.
Thank you, Denise.
Sure. So right now we're on the county agenda. Should I just kind of dive right in?
Go ahead.
Okay. On the county agenda, we had the nominations for all the positions that are open. And today I got an email from Louise, PKTF, saying that prior to elections, we can just go right ahead, go right into appointments, and that does not require any vetting. All the positions are pro tem, and in the meantime, if we do decide for our elections or our county that we want to have ASCs, 928s, General Assembly member agreements, we can add them. But we had already said two meetings ago that to run for a position or nominate, you had to have 928 and that you had to have a Jural membership agreement. So that's all my updates for there.
And we recommend that you do the SIA training.
Yes, the SIA training for sure.
Okay,
so
ahead.
Is everyone good with that?
Yes, okay. That sounds great.
Okay.
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Not a problem.
Time flies when you're working.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the positions, just for the people that we have here on the call, Michelle, we would like to reappoint you, or I guess you were elected, but now we would like to appoint you again for treasurer until we have elections. Is that okay?
Sorry, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. And then also co-facilitator, and I think that was basically, that's all.
Recording secretary.
Oh, yeah, you are. Well, definitely, that's federation. But, but yeah, for sure. That's really not an appointment per se because you have to get vetted for that through the federation, but you already are. So thank you for continuing all that. I know I've been sending you a lot of people.
It's been fun.
We're grateful, Michelle.
Thank you.
One more thing. She is a core coordinator, too.
Yeah.
So me and Michelle has been working together. We also have Tamara. She is standing up to be a state coordinator, too.
A state coordinator. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay,
awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Tamara. All right, and then have you heard from Ashley at all, anybody? Michelle, is Ashley working with you on recording secretary coordinator?
Well, Ashley, right now we're working on her paperwork. She is, the scans just weren't good that they sent, so she's sending a copy through the mail to me so I can get her on the LRO.
Okay.
And then we'll start working on the rest.
That sounds terrific. Okay. So I'll go ahead and send out an email letter of all the people that we have in the positions for nomination. And then since we haven't heard from some of the people in a while, I'll just assume if they don't get back to us, we'll just ask them if they still want to be nominated. If not, then if they don't get back to us, we'll, how do you want to work it? That if they don't get back to us, that we assume that they are not affirming that they want to be in it?
Everybody has to affirm that they want to take the position.
Right.
Otherwise, we assume that they don't want it.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to send out a special email about that and give them a date. So can we make a date of, like, I don't know, 5:25, if I can send it out tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. And then strategy, for the county. No, that's going to stay. Okay, so the next thing is strategy task force. Please join us tomorrow on the call. That's for our model county. And I'm very happy to report that I think by the end of next week we'll have 11 model counties. So they're growing fast.
Awesome.
Did everyone see the seal on the reminder email? Does anyone have any thoughts on the seal? Because I love it. I think we ought to use it.
Hang on a minute, Denise. I'm going to actually show the one that I think we should be using.
Okay. There's two. One was an embossing seal, and the other one was our documents.
Yeah, I don't have the embossing one available to show.
Mm-hmm.
So hang on here. I'm going to do a little screen share. Can you guys see that?
Not yet. Maybe I don't. Oh, there. There we go. Oh, yeah. Looks good.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That is the seal that we want to use for the county, for all of our paperwork and everything. You'll notice on it that it's been changed to soil jurisdiction. Because when we're going through the model county and stuff, basically we can't put land because we're not land in Clark County. We're, you know, any county. You're just a soil jurisdiction. So the seals have to say soil jurisdictions and then basically the county, the Nevada Assembly, basically. This is the one we want to get everybody to, if they want to okay it and vote on it, we can do that now. If not, then we could do it another time. But
I would like to vote on it, but are we going to try out our new email voting?
I'd like everybody to do both. You know, we can do it on here for this right now, but also if you can send a, hang on a minute here, let me get that email to make it to where people can see it.
So if we are emailing you, Rocky, with our vote for the seal or anything else, then do we just put one, number one, seal, and then, yes or no, or abstain?
Well, you know, the voting is going to be either yes, you agree, no, you don't, or you abstain, right?
Okay. So number one,
so,
seal.
What's that?
The number one item on the voting is for the seal.
Well, you just say, yeah, for the seal, for now. Hang on here. I'm trying to get the email.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, I'll kind of move on to mock trials. So next month, we would like to have a participation by about 25 people on mock trials. And if the first thing was, would a weeknight be better or a weekday be better or a weekend day?
For me, just Saturday is the only day that I pretty much have open during the day, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Just FYI, but I'm open.
Or weekend, or weekday night?
Or what is this for, Denise?
That as well, we could work that out too.
Okay, mock trials.
Yeah,
I
like
think
after.
Would be better for me too.
After 6 o'clock, six or on during the week mm-hmm. or on a weekend.
Okay.
Okay. On the shared screen, you'll see the email address for doing voting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's elections at the Nevada Assembly, gov.land.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you would send an email to that, and this subject will be for this, like, seal. And mm-hmm. in the body of it, you would put either yes, no, or abstain.
Okay. Got it. All right. Okay, so we're going to come up with a date for the mock trials. The place will be yet to be determined, but I was thinking of a date to shoot for, and it was in June. I was thinking Tuesday the 17th. How does that work for everybody?
Sounds good to me.
Any objections to Tuesday the 17th?
In June?
Yeah.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah. 6 o'clock, mock trials.
Online?
No, it would be an in-person meeting.
Okay. Well, what we could do is we'll send out with the minutes and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And asking people and... Why don't we, on this one too, in the same elections email, say mock trial, and then give us a yes for that day or give us actual date and time that they think would be good for people.
Right, 6 p.m. Tuesday the 17th in June.
Right.
Okay, sounds good. The next thing is the model report review. I sent out a pretty lengthy model report. Does anyone have any questions on it? We're going to try to have shorter meetings, and then I'll kind of glom everything onto the report so people can kind of just read it at their leisure. And there's also so much supporting information for many aspects of our meetings, and the model report is great because it sort of enshrines it with all the links. Okay. All right, so Scott, on the model report, I think I did put something on there for the banking, particularly it was QFS this time, but the first model report had on it, you know, just that global at this time had, we got passed over for the Prosperity Union with the state and county money because our coordinator did not respond to Global Bank for 5 communications from January 22nd through April. That's why her clear coordinator channel got shut off. So I'm just wondering, what do you think, Scott, about trying to open up a credit union account just so our local checks, and maybe we do this for the state too in a separate account, but have a Clark County account and a state account, and try one at a credit union and try another one at a different one and see which one we have better luck at.
I would agree with that. I mean, are we able to set up a state account or just a county account at this point? Or
we will talk about the state account at, and the next section of the meeting after 6 o'clock when we start the state meeting, but we can set up a state account. And our state treasurer, Michelle, would, of course, be involved with that, and then we were hoping to have two other signers. So, Scott, do you want to work on that, and maybe you and Michelle and one other signer open up at those two different credit unions we had discussed before, and which would be Plus Credit Union, and I think it was Jones Boulevard. Let me just see. And then the other one was the Clark County Credit Union, CCCU. So opening up an account at Plus and opening up account at CCCU.
I can get with Tom Varga as well.
Yes. Oh, I love it if Tom was on it. I mean, we could have four or five signers on it. I would. The more people that we can have on the bank account, the better.
Now, is this for the state or county account, or is it for individuals?
So this is just for our assembly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Plus Credit Union. And it's 1900 South Jones Boulevard, Las Vegas, 89146. So we'll try that one for the county, the Clark County Nevada Assembly, and try the Clark County one for the state, or how would you like to do it?
That's fine. Like I said, I can get with Tom. And then Michelle as well.
Yeah.
To set up, how we move forward with it.
Okay, sounds good. So the minutes will reflect. Yeah, the minutes will reflect that a credit union was selected for the county assembly and another one for the state. Which one do you want for the county? Do you want the name up to match up? So Clark County Credit Union.
Let's do Clark County Credit Union for the county, and then the Plus for the state.
Okay, sounds great. So we will get that done. The next thing is I've listened to a couple hours of Boyd Adams' most recent PKTF. You know, he just puts out some fantastic information. I put it in the model report, but he definitely recommended a travel packet. So I've also listed out what we should have in our travel packets traveling, especially if you have Z plates on your car. And then in the state meeting, I'll talk a little bit more about that and working with the DOT, which is part of the DMV. But he mentioned having your indemnity bond, a copy that you could just give them. He said if you are still driving with the driver's license or if you also have your ASN ID, please go ahead and give them your ID. Don't argue with them. But as far as an insurance card or registration, you do not have to feel compelled to use that as like a witness, because it's a giving that to them as a witness. We don't want that. And then also keep your 928s with you if you don't have your ID. And if you would like to keep a copy of some case law, you can. But he said the most important thing to say is whatever they tell you, be polite, give them your ID, show them your ID. But then anything they ask for, just say, I do not consent, and nothing else. And that's for a traffic stop. Okay, so any questions for the county meeting? Rocky, it says meeting paused on your screen. Are you pausing the recording or just okay?
No, that was the I paused the screen share.
Okay.
But I just since you said it, I just redid the recording.
Oh. Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
Denise, may I?
Yes, of course.
Just with this information that you got from Boyd Adams,
mm-hmm.
I just want to clarify, because I agree, don't argue. You said give them your ID, and then you said show them. I've heard that if we give them our ID, they will confiscate it because they will. Some will say it's not valid, that we should just show it to them and not actually hand it to them in their hand. Did he clarify that?
Well, I did. Thanks for reminding me about that. So in the video, he did mention that one of the ASNs actually reached across and put it on her dashboard
mm-hmm.
so that he could view it, and then she took it back instead
okay.
of handing it to him.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Can I?
Yeah.
Just from experience, I did get pulled over at one time, and I did show both of my IDs. Like, I gave them my regular ID, and then I gave them. Afterwards, my dad told me not to do that, but I did give him both IDs, and he gave them both back. But he was asking, like, hey, what is this? Like, he didn't mm-hmm. know what it was, so I didn't answer. I just.
I'm going to end up hiring a few of those guys and training them the right way.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Sounds
I
good.
Love that.
Okay. Yeah, I yield.
Bobby.
Here's what happens when you show them both IDs, a Nevada State driver's license and your ASN ID. Actually, what you're telling them is that you're in both jurisdictions. You don't want to be in the Nevada UCC jurisdiction, do not give them your driver's license.
Okay.
The thing is you're going into contract with them because you gave that driver's license.
Okay.
The solution to this really is go get your passport and have it done properly so that you're no longer a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
This is truly the best answer.
Mm-hmm.
Your passport is going to say do not detain on it. Now mm-hmm. show them that you're in your jurisdiction. You're a foreign national.
Yeah, that is the best thing is get your passport and don't give them any ID but the passport.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If we're going to play this game, you don't want to go to jail. You don't want to get a warrant for your arrest. I hear everybody that's going to jail when I listen to Eugene and Nino's phone call and this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get deep plates, please just go get a passport. Save yourself the jail time. It's not worth it. So just do it right. And if you can have all the paperwork, you're going to issue them your CIC NOL letter or whatever, and you have your fee schedule as well. Hand them the fee schedule.
Fee schedule. Okay.
Because then they're contracting with you.
All right.
Are you?
Thank you. Okay. Is that it then for the county meeting? All right.
Yes.
We got it all done in 25 minutes. That was great.
30 minutes, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna stop the recording for the county and then
okay.
start the recording. And we need to do the Bivens again.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay. Now this is Dave.
Okay, it's 6 o'clock on May 17th, and we've got a state meeting going here for the Nevada State Assembly. This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city or township agencies present? Is there a response to the Bivens decision? This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present. Is there a response to the Bivens decision?
For the second time.
This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there a response to the Bivens decision? Anyone who is here under false pretenses, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territorial United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here, must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Thank you. I was kind of laughing because whoever did this version, instead of putting addressed in appropriate matter, they put matter instead of manner. So I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Okay. All right. So for the state meeting on the treasurer, so Michelle, we would like to have you as the treasurer still if you're up for it. And my hope was that we could agree to have the chain of custody to have all the assets and money returned to you.
Michelle?
Yes, sorry, I couldn't unmute. I'm sorry. That would be fine. I just texted Robert just to check on him because he lost his son about the same time we lost Craig. Oh. And he's, of course, having a hard time with that, but he's in France right now. So we were going to talk when he got back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, I guess we'll figure out how to, if I ask him or we put together a letter or ask him or what.
Well, remember that chain of custody? So we're going to use the one that
yes.
we sent out with the agenda.
Okay.
Did you by chance get a copy of that?
Yes. I made two copies, or one for him and one for myself, and we each signed them.
Okay. Well, this is the chain of custody letter for us, for the
okay.
one that we made recently. It's a little bit more, I guess, I don't know, it's the most current one, let's say that. So
we'll send her a new one.
Yes. And so let's use that. And I think that's
okay.
good. It's going to be really important to get those resources because we are not being funded through Global Bank for the state or the county unless there's a policy change. We're not going to get the funding for the first go-around. Now, of course, people mm-hmm. can donate, but it might be a while. So we really do need those funds back.
Okay. I will contact him again. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to be trained as a banking liaison for the dashboard? So this is something where you're taking calls from people, and then they are hopefully, you know, having a short problem, not a long problem, but you'll be able to assist them with getting them the information they need for the Global Bank. So do we have any volunteers that want to be a banking liaison? It's kind of like a, I wouldn't want to say it's a bank teller job, but it's kind of a more administrative type of banking job. Nobody? No takers? Okay, well, let's just put that out to the on the minutes that position's open, and then we'll hopefully get somebody stepping up for that position.
Let me say a little something, Denise.
Yeah.
But once we get
Deshaun Decker, I'm here.
Hi, Deshaun.
How are you?
Pretty good. Once we get the information for the training and stuff on the banking, this person is going to help with training people or getting people to learn how to use their accounts and that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and how to set them up, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. I would love to, you know, get somebody that maybe they're retired. There's somebody that's kind of around their home office a little bit more. And I don't know, it's kind of a good job for somebody that maybe doesn't come to our meetings a lot, but that they would enjoy, you know, working with people.
I'm sorry, I joined late. What job, what office are you looking to fill?
So we need somebody who's going to be the banking liaison. And in this position, they'll be taking calls, you know, in the day and the evening for people that need help learning how to use the bank online.
Okay. Okay. I'm not
And you know, I'm sorry. You know, I would volunteer. I just got so many jobs, I'd have to give up something.
No. You're going to be getting ultra busy, Michelle. Plus, you're also helping Tamara and all our other onboarding coordinators, which we'll be getting more and more of. And then we're hoping to have, you know, multiple recording secretaries. Oh, by the way, were you able to get a hold of Tanya Wilson, Michelle?
No, I wasn't, but it might have been too late.
Okay, I did email both of you this morning.
Okay.
And it's on your, you know, your regular email. Okay.
I was been working on a Federation package today, so I haven't even checked. Sorry.
Oh, not a problem. So if you can get a hold of her, she's a great lady.
Okay, great. Thank you. Sounds like a yield.
Again, I do want to offer myself to be available for land reports, recording secretary, and any vetting positions that you need. I've already made myself aware that I need to.
Okay.
If you guys need me.
Okay, Dushan. Well, how long have you been on the assembly? When did you paper up?
I papered up last year.
Okay.
I started last year. I actually finished and completed everything this year.
Okay, what date?
I think it was April.
Okay.
April 20th.
So you've been an ASN for like a month?
No. Correct. No, I've been an ASN for over a year. I just didn't complete all of the documents. My status had been changed and everything for over a year. Just I never completed all the documents, and then with me doing the signing one training, all of that was done and completed this year. Everything.
Mm-hmm. So you have 928s, and did you sign a general membership assembly agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get you some information. And you've lived in Nevada over a year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. All right. Well, let me get you some information on that. Can you email me at AmericanFirst@fastmail.com.
Hold on, let me try to write that down real fast.
Well, here, I'll just put it in the chat, okay?
Okay.
Can you see the chat? Okay. Okay. So the next thing we're working on is outreach. What I'm hoping to do is get together a global family bank business package. So this is kind of an outreach recruitment tool where we're going out to businesses. I'd like to canvas Ahern Hotel, you know, maybe some body shops. I don't know. There's got to be somebody out there that want to take our AFD. So we have to find those kind of businesses and then put together a global family group package for them. And they really just need one ASN on their staff that would handle taking in the, they would have their own ASN account, and then they could open up for that business an unincorporated channel on the Global Family Bank and then be using that to take in AFDs. So that's coming up. Okay, Rocky, you're a co-coordinator on the state with Michelle?
Michelle's county co-coordinator. I don't, I'm not really sure on the, Michelle, do you want to be state or county or both?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm thinking of a skit. I think of living in Living Color years ago, where people were comparing how many jobs they had.
Exactly.
You've got to be kidding me! Wait a minute, you have got to be. How many jobs you got, man? What do you mean you're a doctor? What are you? You're a doctor and you only have one job, man.
Sorry.
I know.
That's
Michelle.
Right.
Okay, the joy
Rocky,
of the Lord.
I will do whatever you need me to do. I'm happy with that. You know, I think I'm moving along pretty well so far with getting the things that I'm working on done. So whatever you guys need me to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. We've got Shallon as our Assembly Militia Commander. Treasurer, Michelle, Secretary. I know Tamara wanted to run for Secretary, but Rocky, you're saying she also wanted to be a co-coordinator on the state?
Who?
Tamara.
Tamara's going to be Recording Secretary and the co-coordinator for the state.
Okay. All righty, sounds good. We needed somebody for chairman. I didn't know. I haven't heard anything. So we'll just, we did put out this email to everybody.
I'll ask Aaron if he still wants to do it. He's not on the call right now.
Okay. And then we do need a marshal at arms for the state. I'm just kind of wondering, Alex, you're a pretty good guy. I don't know. Would you be interested in going through the martial at arms training and being our MAA pro tem? Oh, are you still on?
Is that Alexei?
Yeah, Alexei. I'm sorry. Stupid me.
No.
Alexei, are you on?
I volunteer to fill any capacity that needs to be filled. At.
Okay. Well, he can get back to us on it. And then we did want to have a committee of the whole. We're still awaiting final word on from PKTF how our state is going to be reset. Based on the Option 3 protocol, we're the first state doing that, so we're just trying to figure out all the details. But what we do know is that up until the departure of our former state coordinator and our former MAA, who were working for the federal government, that they basically tainted everything that happened because they had been running a district assembly, essentially. So this is a very unique situation, and PKTF is going to let us know how to proceed to rebuild our international assembly for the General Assembly and the Business International Assembly. Banking Committee. Okay, so I was going to offer up to be the banking liaison, the global banking liaison. I've been involved with the bank for about a month and a half now. And I did just find out that there's still one state that hasn't, well, sadly, they didn't communicate with the bank. So they're like us. They're not getting their funds either. The Prosperity Union won't be open for that state. But we can have a second, like a banking liaison to the bank.
I second the motion, Denise.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Absolutely.
What is she saying?
All right. Well, thank you. I'll go ahead and.
Hey, hang on a minute, Denise.
Yeah.
What we actually need is, because right now with what's going on with the banking, we need, because the banking is federation and we're, you know, the state, which is, we're not federation. So we have to have like a banking committee chair that's a liaison to the banking committee or to the GFG, so that we are able to talk to them. Otherwise, we are out of our jurisdictions talking to them. So because Denise was already been talking to them, we want to put her up as the chair to that, so she can keep talking to them without having any issues with talking to them. But that's what we want. I yield on that.
Thanks, Rocky.
I was hurt.
Okay. Other than that, I don't really have anything else. Does anybody else have any questions?
The last thing on that, the last one, Denise, is in the email to, let me show that email again. Let me share the screen again here.
Tushan, I think you have a hot mic, Tushan.
Oh, okay. So my fault.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay. Can you guys see this shared screen?
Yeah, it says elections at the nevadaassembly.gov.land.
So basically, put in the subject, banking committee, and in the body of it, put yes, you agree that Denise is going to be the chair to that. No, you don't want her to be. Or abstain, you want to abstain from voting on that.
Okay.
Guys, I'm on the phone, so I've not been able to see those screens. Is there any way you can place
yeah.
a vote?
Yeah, we'll email it to you.
We'll email it to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Denise, is that all we have on the agenda? Because I have something else.
Yes, that's it for the agenda.
Okay. So anyway, I've been looking around, whatever, and I've noticed that a lot of people don't have their LRO account set up, right? Mm-hmm. Or basically what happened back in 2021, 22, and 2, we were using a system called the LRS. And that got hijacked, and then the assembly or the federation couldn't get control over it, so they created the LRO. We were supposed to move all of our paperwork from the LRS to the LRO. Well, a lot of people didn't do it. So for you to actually take jobs or use positions or whatever, or if you get pulled over by the Leos, you know, the cops or whatever, and you give them your card, it's going to go back to nowhere if you didn't set up the LRO. And that is your ID is what's on the LRO to prove you are this person. So we need to get everybody's LRO set up right and correct. And what I'm actually showing on the screen, the first email ad, the first URL is to get to this page that you see that I have up here. This page right here, if you'll notice where it says Sheriff and Leo Verification, that's where they're going to verify you. Non-members is meaning you don't have an account on the LRO already. You would use this button here to create your account, okay? The next one is members. That's once you have an LRO account, this is where you'll maintain your LRO account, okay? The official ones is for recording secretaries and stuff like that to use. You can't get into that one. So basically what I'm going to show you next is if I'm going to click on the create your member account, it's going to take you to the screen here, basically to verify that your computer and everything's okay. You click on the verify. And then you'll come to here, okay? What you're going to do on this screen is just to create your LRO account, okay? So basically you can read this or whatever, but what you're going to do is you're going to put an email address in here. Make sure it's one that you got and you're going to keep. Because what's going to happen when you hit submit, you're going to get an email to verify this is you, right? This is your email. And once you get that email, then it's going to tell you how to fill out and create your account. We need to actually have this done. If you're getting recorded for the first time, or even if you already have your paperwork, but you don't have it, you know, in the LRO, you got to go through this step so that the recording secretaries are able to put your papers on there, okay? So basically when you do this, you create your account. Once you do that, you would contact your recording secretary, and they would then log into your account and get your paperwork on there. The other step to this is once you get your account, let me go back, see if it'll let me. Well, okay, here. The member one basically just takes you in to log into your account. So you'd have to have your username or your email address that you created and whatever password you gave it. The next thing is if you want to make sure that your account is working and people can, you know, the Leos and all that can see your stuff, there's another page, if you'll see down here, I'll highlight it, that says E-Verify. This is to verify that your account and the LRO is set up, right? And that the de facto and all that will be able to look you up and see you. If you'll notice in this one here, when I got to here, it's here's actually who do I want to look for. I put in my last name, Roper, and I hit submit. And if you'll see, it finds me. And you can see that this is my LRO account.
Look at those epic sideburns.
I know. But if you then click on yourself, you'll actually go to this one. And if you'll notice right here, it says I'm verified. And what verified means is once you set up your account and you get all your paperwork on there, right, then what you have to do is you have to go back on the LRO, look at all of the information, and then there's a page on there that says verify, and you have to check it. When you check it, then what it does is it shows in here that you verified the information, that everything in there is correct. So you want to make sure that your address, your whatever you use in there is all correct, so that the recording secretary, whoever put in your papers and all that, and the information that you typed in, that who you are, right, is all correct, okay? And once it's done, it'll show verified on here, and then you'll notice it has the information about you, your name, your birthday, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And if you click on go to records, it actually goes through and shows you, this site's a little slow, so kind of bear with me. But we actually need to get, everybody needs to do this so that we make sure that the de facto knows who we are and it's getting set up. The first part is who you are. It tells you where you came from. These are a lot of stuff you do. The bottom part here is once you get verified, you want to get your credential card. The bottom of it here shows when you got the credential card and when that card expires. Okay? If you go to the member part of it, again, we have to have a passport photo. We have to have your thumbprint, okay? And on the next one, I'll show you the next one. But then what you also do, you'll get this master record, which means that you're actually in the system, right? The next one is the contact information, which just has your number information. Then the documents is all the documents that you've actually put up here. Now, I didn't see, hang on a minute, let me go back here. For some reason, it's not showing my signature. We also need your signature for the credential card. So basically, we need a passport photo, your seal, and then your signature so that we can put on the credential card. And then the next part of it is basically your status. This is my 928. It shows you when they were put up here on the LRO. This is the time when the LRO was created, was this date, this 10/22. I actually did all my paperwork in 10/21. But this is when the LRO was actually up. But This shows all your paperwork that you did, and you can click on it. Same with the Leos in them. They can click on it and look at your paperwork. So, like, if I click on the first one here, it brings up your paperwork, basically shows you signed it and all that, and the, you know, the date that they recorded it, who recorded it, right? So each one of these pieces of paper, the de facto would be able to look at you and make sure that you have all your paperwork and it's done right. Any notices that you've done will get recorded into here, like your common carry, your fee schedule, stuff like that that you've done will be recorded in here. The land part is for land. We haven't really got to that part where we're recording our land information, you know. So eventually when that gets up, we're going to have our land recording person put this in. The private property would be used for, like, your cars, things that you have that to prove that they belong to you. You would do basically notarize a piece of paper saying, this car with this VIN number belongs to me, and that would be in here. And then the incident reports, or any time that you have had, you know, like a problem with the Leo, whatever, you fill out an incident report, and then you have it recorded inside here. So basically, these are the stuff that the Leos, or, you know, the de facto government will be able to see and about you, okay? So we need to get, everybody needs to get on the LORL, make sure that you have everything filled out, make sure all your documents are in here. And if you don't, let us know. Our recording secretaries will help you get it set up and get it corrected. We're having a problem with some people up north and some other people that, for some reason, their paperwork and their account wasn't set up right. And now the recording secretary's got to try to fix it. So let's do it now while we can. And if you have any questions, you can email coordinator at the Nevada Assembly, gov.land. I will try to get you as much as I can, or you can do recording secretary at the Nevada Assembly, gov.land, and somebody will actually help you. So with that said, if anybody has any questions about it, I would take those now.
Rocky, may I?
Go ahead, Michelle.
I just wanted to put in there where you explained about getting the ID, the photo, and the signature. It is so important that you do a photo that has the correct lighting, and it has to be a good, clear photo. And so many people are not putting their signature inside the block.
Oh.
They will have it go outside, either top, bottom, or you know, left or right, and it cannot go out of the block. They will reject it. Oh, thank you. I yield.
There is a piece of paper for you to fill that information out. Michelle, if you have a copy of that paper, can you get it to me, and I'll email it to everybody so they'll know what you're talking about, because there is a piece of paper where you put your thumbprint on it, and then you put your signature on it, and you send that into, you know, the recording sector and stuff, so they can record it.
I thought that that was actually on the LRO for them to get. Let me double check, because Craig was just kind of doing that as a courtesy.
Leanne?
Go ahead. Did I hear Leanne? Or?
Yes, I'm late. I just wanted to let you know I was here.
I saw you.
Okay.
Sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
So anyway, what I'll do is I'll try to get a copy of that paper so I can email
it to you
with the minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I was just saying I will go on here and try to find the paper and send it to you. Either way.
Okay. It's easier if the people have it up front, so it's instead of trying to look for it.
Yes. Actually, Aaron and I discussed this past week to include that in the package, like the 928s, or if they're just doing the 1779s, just so that it isn't They're not having to search for it any place, just including it there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be perfect.
Okay, I yield.
Michelle, would it be helpful if Max Taylor on his 928 had like a special, I don't know, just the, like those three images as a part of his email package, or are they in there already? I don't know.
You know, could add that to his package, that paper, and the, it would be best, the, what they, the picture that they're using for the witness statement would be the correct size and everything, unless they just want to do a different picture. And then the thumbprint, you know, just getting the clear thumbprint, not rolling it, but just flat down, mm-hmm. putting it flat down. But, you know, that might, thank you. You know, that would probably be good if he just added that, as, because he's added extra pages for information as well to the package, so.
Okay, maybe then Rocky, can you work with Max on making sure that he adds that to the packages? And
I will do that.
Okay.
I'll get him a copy of the form once I get it.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
We're keeping Max pretty busy these days.
Yeah. Well, anyway, mm-hmm. I'm going to stop the screen sharing now so we can see each other. So anyway, that's all I had left, unless anybody else has any more discussion on that, on the LRO or anything else.
No, I think that for our elections, so when you email Rocky and let him know that you're going to go ahead and vote for all this, number one, you have the seal. Number two, we're voting for the in-person meeting mock trials on Tuesday at 6 on the 17th. And then three is the banking liaison for Global Family Bank, Denise. And is that it? Just those three items this time?
Yeah, and what I'll do right now, so people maybe can just copy, I'm going to put in the chat the email address.
Okay, yeah.
So if you want, you guys can copy that right now before we adjourn the meeting or anything.
Mhm. That sounds good. Okay.
Is there anything else?
Not today.
Anybody else have any questions?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Actually, I do. This is Falanga. I just want to ask Denise, did you get my email?
Yes, and I sent it along to Paula at Global Family Bank, and I'm waiting to hear back. On the weekends,
okay.
It takes her about 2 days to get back to you, and on the weekdays, it's been about 1 day.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Denise, did you receive my email? I just emailed you.
Let me make sure. Did you send it to American First?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's just make sure. Okay, yeah, volunteer to fill roles, such as recording secretary as well as marshal or sheriff. Okay, so... Yeah. We've got that. There's quite a bit of training for sheriff,
mm-hmm.
but would you be interested in maybe starting out as a deputy? Because the deputies are the ones, you know, like that's kind of how we start off. And then
mm-hmm.
we
fine.
Do have a sheriff already and an under sheriff. So, okay.
That's perfectly okay. I just, I'm anxious to get acclimated to the system and do my part.
So. Oh, well, thank you. That sounds fantastic. Okay, so we'll get you in for deputy. And then you also would like to be trained as a recording secretary?
True, yes.
Okay. I'm excited. We always need more recording secretaries. That's mm-hmm. about a six-month process to be in that. So once you get going on it.
No problem.
There's training on that, too, is... I'll actually send you some training videos on militia, sheriff, and some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And And that way you can go through them, some videos and some reading stuff.
And Rocky, yeah, I think I'll put you in the open project. So I'll send an email to you and Carolyn to open up the militia folder for you. And there's a ton of great information in there. And our sheriff training is in there as well.
And may I have Deshaun, your last name? I'm the recording secretary, and I'm doing some training, and I'm Federation as well, and so I can kind of look you up and see what we can.
My last name is Decker. My last name is Decker. D E C K E R.
Okay. D E C K E R.
Yep.
Okay. We'll see if we can get in touch with each other and see what we can do.
Okay, and Michelle, I'll go ahead and send you over Deshaun's email.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks, Denise.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
And you, Deshaun, you may just want to change your handle on your email because you have Mr. Decker, but we don't use titles. So you just use your first name and then your last name.
Okay.
If you could change it. Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. I got to try to figure out how to change it on my email, but I'll do it, I guess. Yeah.
I know. It's one of those things that you do, like, once in a lifetime. So.
You're right. I'll change it, though. I will.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other questions?
Denise? Uh-huh. I just had a question. This is about the banking. So I feel kind of lost because I missed the last meeting and stuff, but are we getting a training video on how to use our money, or like, is there any more information from Global about anything? Because I feel like I haven't heard anything about it lately.
Know.
So is it just me or is
no.
it for it? Okay. Okay.
Okay,
no problem.
So are you on my banking text chain?
Yeah,
okay.
I am.
So 2 days ago, I sent out Anna had on the Thursday night coordinator call. She had explained why there's a pause in the banking. It's because they closed the Septic QV trust, which is called the dead baby scan, but we still have to settle the Siemens trust and one more trust. So that's why there's a lull right now.
Okay, and it's my mistake because I haven't read anything on that yet. I've been kind of busy, so
okay.
I'll go ahead and read up on that.
No. So just to update you really quick, what happened with the banking was actually the day that we had the homeschool event, I got an email walking out of that place, believe it or not, and they said that they froze our former state coordinator's channel because they had information. So then they asked me for more information. I supplied it. And then they suspended her from being involved at all in the banking. And then at that point, our state had not ever, we still have evidence to collect on this. But what our thought is right now is that there was 5 communications from the bank starting on January 22nd and coming through April. And our state coordinator had never responded to any of the communications. Now, I had a meeting actually at the ranch on February 23rd, and I knew that she had received a letter on February 17th, but she had never responded to it. So we asked her specifically, why didn't you respond to this, you know, letter? And then we never got an answer back. So basically, she had never responded, so they shut off our Prosperity Union accounts, and that's the state and county government funding. Now, that will be opened up eventually, but we've missed the first cutoff, so we'll go in the second wave, hopefully. So that's what I'm going to try to work on now, and then also let them know that we do have a verified state coordinator, and we're working on other coordinators so that we can get that reopened.
Yeah, she was talking to mostly about the personal ones.
Thank you.
Oh, the personal? Yeah. So the personal money, there's no update on that other than the Siemens Trust is the second trust. There's three. And if you read that article that I sent in the little banking text chain, it'll describe all that.
Thank you, Denise. I appreciate you.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay. Do we have anything else, or?
I have one more question. I wanted to go check my my stuff at the land recording place. Where do I go to do that again? I think you had to place it up in the chat. I missed it. Is it Members American Nationals? Members American State National?
Yes, it's the TASA. It's called the TASA website. Just go there, and that's where you can get into your LRO. Just search in the search bar LRO.
I'll post it again in here. Hang on a minute. Oh, shoot. Let me get on here. Okay, Dawson, do you see it in the chat?
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, copy that off.
I did. Yep.
Okay. Is there any more questions? Okay. If there's not any more questions, I hear an adjourn for the meeting.
Yeah, I'll second that, Rocky.
Okay, everybody say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, don't forget to email the elections for Rocky. Okay.
And we'll see you again. The next meeting will be next weekend. So everybody get prepared for that too.
Okay. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
See you all later.
Thank you.
Bye.